This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today, as we come to part 21 of our current series. The peace of the Father. And as I say those words, it brings peace. Today we're looking at Philippians, the fourth chapter. And we're looking at verse 7. I'm going to go into verse 6. Because it links, but I will be studying verse 7. Today when I woke up, I'd had a wonderful weekend. And today I woke up, must have woken up on the wrong side of the bed or something. I found that I was so angry. Every little thing that I did angered me. Made me cross. Everything I was doing, taking a shower, I was angry. Losing something, I was angry. Making my breakfast, I was angry. Everything I was doing was making me crosser. So I called Mags. Mags took my call and immediately prayed for me. And she prayed specifically for the peace of the Father to pour into my life. And as soon as she began to pray, the peace descended. You see, beloved, we all suffer from this. We all of us take our eyes off the ball. We all of us take our eyes off Jesus. Paul writes his letter to the Philippian church. And he says in verse 6 of the fourth chapter, he says, "Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything." He goes on to say, tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Whatever it is going on in our lives. What should I have done this morning? I'll tell you. I should have stopped what I was doing. I should have stopped immediately and just began to pray. Just to say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm praying about this now. I'm praying about this because I feel lost. I feel so angry. I feel frustrated. Because if I had done that, then perhaps I wouldn't have needed to ring Mags and say to her, look, you need to pray. Because you see, I was able to pray. I could have prayed, but I didn't. Why didn't I pray? You see, this is what Paul is saying. And when I bring you this teaching, and I've brought you this teaching before, so I brought you this teaching, I should know that, and why aren't I doing it? Because you see, beloved, I believe I was under spiritual attack, and when I'm under spiritual attack, sometimes I can't see it for what it is. I can't see clearly enough to know that it's a spiritual attack and I'm going to fight. A friend of mine from Los Angeles, Clyde, he sent me a message and he said, good to hear you're going to do the show today. You're going to give the evil one a black eye. I didn't even see the significance of that until I began to pray with Max. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done for you. Father, I thank you for every blessing in my life. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me in my life. Thank you for my children and my grandchildren. Thank you for all that happens. Thank you for your multiple blessings. And Lord, I give you my love and my honor. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, Paul goes on, and this is the verse we're looking at today. Then, say then, you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. He doesn't stop there. I mean, if he stopped there, that would be amazing, knowing that because we're praying about everything and we're worrying about nothing, what is the end result? The end result is God is going to send us his peace that passes all understanding, another version says. But he doesn't stop. There's a full stop. And then comes this. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. How powerful is that? You see, if we get to the place where we're not going to worry about anything that happens, nothing at all, nothing is going to worry us and concern us. Because we're going to pray about it. Something happens in life, we pray about it. Someone upsets us, we pray about it. We feel frustrated and angry as I did today, we pray about it. We cast it from us straight to Him. Another verse says, cast all your cares, your worries, upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. We're told this over and over again. So why do we still feel angry and frustrated? Why do we feel as though there is no peace? You know, Mag said these words this morning. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And as I'm bringing you this word, my whole being is filled with peace and love and inexpressible joy. Oh, Lord, it is because of you, and that is why we are here, Father. We are here to worship you. We are here to love you and honor you and fall down before you, Lord. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. As I said before, another version says, which passes all understanding. We don't know why. We can't figure out where this peace comes from. We know it comes from the Holy Spirit, but we can't figure out how it can impact our lives. It doesn't matter. It has no consequence because it's real. And because peace, love and joy flood our hearts and our minds. You know, I was looking at the emails that came in just before I started the show, and I was just getting over feeling this anger. And it was wonderful. For I saw something from a guy called Scott, and he wrote this. It was just amazing. Scott wrote this to me. Thank you so much. I just heard your program, The Nugget. God spoke to me through you. I recommitted my life, and you were talking to me. I said yes and amen. Thanks again. God bless you. Scott. That means more to me than £1 million in the bank, because someone's life has been changed. Someone has responded to a message that came through me direct from the Holy Spirit, and he's recommitted his life to Christ. And I give God honor and glory and power because of that. That is a life-changing email message, and I am so joyful when I see that. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. What will that peace that passes all understanding do? It will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? That peace is going to surround your mind. That peace is going to circumvent your heart. It is going to put a wall around your heart, which is full of God's peace, that cannot be penetrated by the evil one. That is why it is there for protection. How do I know? Because Paul says his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Beloved, do you need to feel that peace now? Are you thinking, David, how do you do it? How do you get that peace? David, tell me what I need to do now to get that peace, to obtain that peace. It's simple. Stop worrying about your issues. Stop worrying about anything that is going in your life at the moment. Stop worrying about it. Turn your eyes away from it. Turn your eyes toward Jesus. and pray about every circumstance. Pray about every circumstance. I know this. It's the only thing that keeps us going. As soon as you stop worrying and you pray about every circumstance in your life, then you know the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to fall on you. And not only that, it is going to guard your heart and your mind. What have you got to lose? Nothing. Because worrying about an issue, I can tell you this, it won't add one day to your life. Worrying about an issue is not going to change that issue. Worrying about it does nothing. Just say these words with me now. Father, from here on in, I'm not going to worry, but I'm going to pray. Send your peace now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. If you said that prayer, the peace is coming. And I want you to write to me, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, the Lord has changed my life. That's all you got to say. Amen. And amen.